President Biden today also announced the administration was looking at ways to convert assets seized from wealthy Russians associated with Vladimir Putin and use them to help Ukraine arm and rebuild. New Jersey Democrat Tom Malinowski is one of the co-sponsors of a bill that passed the House yesterday, the Assets Seizure for Ukraine Reconstruction Act, and he joins me now. Representative Malinowski, welcome back to the program. Your bill is a sense of Congress that is non-binding, but most efforts against oligarchs freeze their assets. Why do you think the U.S. should go further and confiscate those assets and actually convert them to help Ukraine?
Putin has caused tens of billions of dollars of damage in Ukraine, at least, not even counting, of course, the horrific loss of life. At the same time, we, the United States and our allies, have frozen or blocked potentially hundreds of billions of dollars of Russian assets. Up to $300 billion of their central bank assets, not to mention yachts and villas and private planes that ostensibly belong to these oligarchs, but in fact are the property of Vladimir Putin. It seems fitting to me and right that we should be willing to use some of that wealth to help the country that Putin is destroying. We're not going to be returning these yachts anyway, anytime soon, even if there's a ceasefire. So rather than letting them sit and rot in a port somewhere, why not use them to help the country of Ukraine rebuild?
Is it possibly a slippery slope for Congress to give the power to an administration to seize the assets of a country that it chooses to confront and then give those assets to another country that that administration chooses to support?
I think this is a very unique circumstance. This is stolen money in the first place. It was money that was stolen from the Russian people by the Putin regime. And I think we also have to remember the fact that we are complicit in this corruption over many, many years. The United States and our European allies have frankly welcomed the transfer of this massive wealth from Russia into our real estate, our banks, our hedge funds.
There are also legal questions. The ACLU criticized an earlier version of your bill for not having enough due process. Do you acknowledge there are concerns about going down the road of the executive branch identifying people to target and then taking their assets?
I acknowledge that there is a need to do this in a careful way. But at the same time, I think, you know, one mistake we sometimes make is that we apply an American construct to a Russian reality. So an American lawyer might look at a Russian oligarch who owns a soccer team in England and say, oh, that guy's the owner of the soccer team. Anyone who understands how Russia works would say, no, that guy's not the owner of the soccer team. It's the Russian state. It is Putin who is the owner of that soccer team. These are pooled assets that the leader of Russia can use as he pleases. And so, you know, let's not use our due process to protect property that was stolen without due process and that is financing a war that is killing thousands and thousands of Ukrainians. And let's seize the opportunity here to be able to do something for the people of Ukraine with the wealth that contributed to the attempted destruction of their country.
You mentioned possibly hundreds of billions. You even mentioned the central bank reserves of Russia that are frozen inside the U.S. We're presumably talking about Russian oligarch money taking that and sending it to Ukraine. How much of that can the U.S. actually seize? Isn't most of that money outside the U.S.?
Most of it is outside the U.S. Maybe it's a few dozens of billions of dollars if you count the central bank assets that are available to the United States, but that's not chump change. That's a lot of money. The European Union has also started a discussion about embracing a similar mechanism. So I think between the United States and the European Union, there's a lot that we can do. And yes, I asked Secretary of State Blinken today, for example, whether this principle that we are agreeing on encompasses potentially central bank assets, and he says, potentially, yes.
As we reported, President Biden sent to the Hill a $33 billion supplemental. That is more than five times Ukraine's annual defense budget. Is there any point, is there any number past which it is becoming too expensive to support Ukraine?
The Ukrainians aren't just fighting for themselves, they're fighting for us. They're fighting for democracy. They're fighting for a set of rules and principles that protect everybody, including the United States of America. It is absolutely essential that they win this fight. There's bipartisan support in Congress for doing what is necessary to achieve that goal.
Tom Malinowski, Democrat in Jersey, thank you very much.
Thank you.